10 minutes past eight on Alive 90.5. And do you have a brand new bike yourself? That was Honig with Brand New Bike. Lovely tune I found when looking about brand new bike songs. And I wanted to have that to introduce what we're going to talk about now with Greg Williams from Love to Ride. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning. How
are
you doing?
Good. How are you? Welcome to Alive 90.5 and glad you could come across the city to talk about all things Biketober. So straight into it, what is Biketober and how can someone in a new bike take
part? So Biketober's a program done by Get Healthy at Work and Love to Ride about getting more people on bikes to realise the benefit of pedalling and getting out there. It's a little bit different to other bike events. It's not per se a bike event on a certain day where you ride up a hill or you ride lots and lots of kilometres in Lycra. It's about just getting on a bike at one stage or a few stages in the month where a minimum ride can be 10 minutes.
That's very good. And how long has it been going for? This is third year, I think I've known of it.
It's been going in different forms. Love to Ride's been doing it for 5 years. It was with the City of Sydney and then it's branched out to New South Wales in the last two.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. And I think there was a big push in Parramatta last year and that's when I got involved. And it was great to take part and to know that you can actually be part of a more local community. Often a lot of bike ride events, there are either one-off or it's just online. And to actually be there and part of it is good as well. So that takes us through to the idea of, well, how can people take part if they haven't before? How do they get to know about it? And is it easy to take part in this?
Really simple. So you go to the website www.lovetoride.net/New South Wales and you can register there. It is Get Healthy at Work are promoting health in the corporate environment. So you register yourself and then you register your place of work. And then within work, you try and get more people within your office trying to ride a bike. So it's just about encouraging more people to try.
So that's the business challenge side of it as well. And I understand there's lots of good prizes right across the spectrum for anyone who takes part.
There's some great prizes. I'm partial to that because I've sourced a lot of them. But there's over $10,000 worth of prizes ranging from flights across Sydney Harbour and meals afterwards and electric bikes if you sign up this week, biking gear, massage vouchers. There's a whole range on, and you can see that on the website at the prizes page.
That e-bike looks very tempting. The one thing I know about Sydney and people getting to ride is that Sydney is full of hills. Pretty much wherever you go, there's lots of hills if you want to get somewhere good, or you're putting your bike in the car to get to, say, the Parramatta River and then have a flat ride. So anyone who is out there and thinking that you want to get into riding but you think, oh, that hill home is just gonna kill me, well, maybe this e-bike, that's one of the prizes, would be for you. That's really good, Greg. And a bit more about the business challenge. How does business get involved, and does everyone need to ride to be involved with the business challenge?
Businesses be involved? No, not everyone needs to be involved, but they can share it internally, and if people have a bike, they can be involved. And then the idea is to encourage other people who may not have ridden a bike to ride. So maybe someone who has a bike can bring it into work and other people can ride it. It only has to be for 10 minutes. It's not about commuting either, which puts a few people off. You can ride on the weekend, you can ride after work, lunchtime with the kids. It's not about commuting to work, yeah.
And a really good tip there that I like to share with people is that you can take your bike maybe in the car if you can, and then park away where parking's easy and then ride, say, the last 10 minutes. And it's a nice little workout. Plus also you save the hassle of finding that elusive car park if you don't have one at your work. And I think that's a really good idea for people as well. So someone signs up to Biketober, and how are things tracked? And, like, is it a tracking thing?
Good question.
Do you get points? How do you win these sort of prizes? And how do you actually see how you're going through the month?
So if you do a ride, you can track it or you log it on the website. For the people who use Strava, which is kind of like the Facebook of exercise, you can link up your Strava to the website and the app, and it automatically updates. But if you just go for a cycle for 10 minutes, 15, 20 minutes, you can go to the website, log it, and that's how it's done. And then points, you get a point for every kilometre, for every day you ride, for every commute. But the most points you get is when you encourage someone else to ride. So say I ride and Darren, you don't. and we work at the same business, and I encourage you to join in and go for a ride, then we get the most points. So it's just about encouraging more people to get on a bike.
That's really good, and that's what we need to do, because it's pretty easy. Pretty easy to get on the bike, and it's a great workout that I find. And yes, I do ride, and I do enjoy riding. And I have signed up my workplace to take part this year as well, which I really enjoy doing. And if you heard that word Strava, for those who think, what is that? You don't need to worry. But those who are on Strava, it's really easy to take part in Biketober. And if you're the one who does cycle at work, get on board, register, and encourage everyone else that you've always been wanting to get out there and do their rides as well. And you never know, you might be one of the most improved businesses and win one of the great prizes that Greg has sourced for you as well. Just before we go to the song you've chosen, how are you going with us businesses and participants for this year's Biketober?
Yeah, so we're going pretty solid. We've got around 257 businesses across New South Wales and 1,000 riders. We'd like to be a little bit ahead of that at this point, but so please sign up and get involved. We're still happy with where we are, but obviously we'd like to get a few more in.
Hopefully some people hear about this right now on the radio, and we'll put it online later as a podcast to get more people of the Hills, Parramatta, Cumberland areas following and using the great cycling infrastructure. It's pretty much everywhere. I know the Hills and Parramatta and Cumberland all have great cycle paths around. We'll talk a bit more about Love to Ride and Get Healthy at Work after the song, but you've chosen a song. You want to just introduce it and I'll get it here.
David Byrne, and the song, I've forgotten the title, was apologies.
Road to Nowhere.
Road to Nowhere, which isn't a good way on a bike. But no. The lead in is, I saw a book by David Byrne. He's a big cyclist. He used to cycle around New York City, and then he bought a collapsible bike and he rode all around the world and actually wrote a book about cycling, so I thought it was a nice little link.
And here it is, Talking Heads with Road to Nowhere on Alive 90.5.
Well, we know where we're going, but we don't know where we've been. And we know what we're knowing, but we can't say what we've seen. What we want, and the future is certain. Give us
21 minutes past 8, and we're with Greg Williams from lovetoride.net. And thank you for that song. We're just talking how great music like that is.
Yeah, love David Byrne. Real creative force.
Very, very good. We've been talking everything Biketober and